Welcome.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know y'all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh is weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my fingers can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupid, is this on me? Lord, stupid, is this on me? Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in.
Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Man Up the Movement and Women Speak Now, the collaboration broadcast every month when we get together to work things, to work, working together to work things out. But we are still manning up, my brothers. And that simply means that it is your time. It is my time to fight. It is time to take personal responsibility for your own life. It is your time to no longer rely on your personal abilities, but on God's guidance. It is your time that your steps are ordered by the Lord. It is your time to walk in the purpose with God. It is your time to hold yourself accountable, dedicated, committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, we are no longer operating with a double mind, but I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me now. I am the head and not the tail now. I am the lender and not the borrower now. I am called according to my purpose now. I am God. I am the God in me through the sacrifice, through the offering of Jesus Christ, that he died for me and he died for you. Man Up the Movement. Oh, yes, we're excited this evening. This is my favorite time. My favorite broadcast. I'll be very transparent. When my partner, I'm not going to say crime because we don't pull crimes. We pull deliverance. But my partner in deliverance, the mighty woman of God, Minister Michelle Taylor, who is our dynamic host for Women Speak Now. She's my partner for this week on the collaboration shows for Man Up the Movement, Women Speak Now, and Women Speak Now and Man Up the Movement. Walk by faith and not by sight. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, man of God, my co-ambassador and brother in Christ. Good evening. God bless you. I'm excited to be here.
I like how we change
tonight.
Those words around.
You
know,
like
cause, it? yeah. Because, you know, we from the hood. We from the same streets, you know. And
that's
so we
right.
can say things that are like my partner in crime. People say that they partners in crime. Well, let's switch that thing around because we know what we mean,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want to
just
nobody down
you.
The wrong road. We are partners
that's
in deliverance,
right.
partners in Jesus Christ,
yes.
partners in
Amen.
Collaborating, that we can be transparent with one another. That's what we're here for. So good evening to you. How are you today?
I am blessed, and I know you are too, and I'm excited because I do. This is my favorite as well, but the collaboration is just so – it's just everything. It's proactive. It's just everything that you want. And, you know, and people come together, I think we have more interaction. So I just look forward to it. And I'm always growing in this whole collaboration myself. And so personally, I enjoy it. From a ministerial standpoint, I enjoy it. So I'm excited tonight.
Well, yes. And we want to encourage anyone on this broadcast tonight that you can get involved in the conversation. You can. I need my brothers out there. I don't even see none of y'all on the line. I see the women that showed up and showed out. I don't even see no backup. But guess what? Hold up. God got the right person here. Pastor ain't going to fall. We gonna definitely stand high on this thing tonight with the questions
it. You got it,
that come. From the ladies. Now, I did get some feedback, and I was even asking the question on Long Beach Boulevard today. We were doing some organizations things down there. I was just asking brothers that ain't really churching, you know,
right.
some of their responses.
So
I got a little flavor that, you know, I always twist it back
okay,
with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I like it.
But
Amen.
Before we go into that, see, you guys almost blew the whole show because I
Why?
Saw a question – well, I'm going to show you because I saw a question on here and it says, oh, wait, let me get to it. Let me find it. I want to be right on it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Where'd it go? I missed it. Okay, hold on. Let me go to me and you. Let me find the right messaging because I wanted to get this one right because this could have been the whole show. Wouldn't have been a collaboration. I'm ready to teach tonight.
Oh, number four. The one that's
yep.
We can't even. That was a good one.
I got to get my phone because the enemy don't want me to pull that up. But the enemy
right.
is a lot.
It's about the Holy Spirit. Doesn't dwell.
I got too many devices. Listen,
yeah.
I got too many devices. I'm going to find you.
Right.
There you go. All right. Woo, look at here. This is not a question. This is just something we got to get out the way before we get started.
Amen. All right.
This is what it was. Wait. Okay. Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in unclean temples. So if we are Christians, if we as Christians backslide, is he still present or what? I have to start
question.
Here this evening, Minister Michelle, because that is dynamic. That's a dynamic question that needs to be answered
I
and it needs
so
to be heard loud and clear. First of all,
Amen.
Does the Holy Spirit dwell in a backslider? We'll just use that question because that's kind of what I rounded that up to instead of us as Christians. Well, first of all,
mm-hmm.
yes. if you are a Christian and you sinned, Well, you're no different than you were when you first came, because he said we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But Jesus even told us in John 14, 16, he says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. Now, that's pretty prolific to say he will never leave you. Now, just because you're a backslider doesn't take you out of the favor of God. Now, if you curse God, if you blaspheme God, if you turn your back on God, that's a whole different situation. But if you're a Christian and you backslid, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So we have proof from Jesus that, first of all, in Matthew 28 and 20, he says, Jesus also promised to never leave us nor forsake us, forsake his children in Hebrews 13 and 5. He promised and said again, he said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age, in Matthew 28 and 20. I want to encourage somebody out there that just because you missed the mark 5 minutes ago, God is there. He is available. Now watch this. He's not pleased with our sins, and God will not be a part of sin. But the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, who will never leave you, he may not be in you, but he's right there waiting for you to change your mind and call him back in. So now Amen. It's the power that works in us, but the Holy Spirit is here to stay over you until you make it. I want to encourage somebody, don't ever feel like you've done too wrong, or you didn't do enough, or you've done something that would separate you. Nothing. Sin is sin. Isn't it, Minister Michelle? I think we talked about this before. There's no differential in sin. You know, a small sin there, you know, this is something that's real cute. You're going to like this. People say, will a backslider be left? What about a front slider? Have you ever heard that terminology? The front sliders. We got some front sliders out there now.
We got
you see what I'm saying?
Too, Patsy.
We got a bunch of sliders, period.
Slide to the left.
Slide to the left, slide to the right, slide to try to get in, and slide to try to be slick, and slide, you know, so it's no differential from a front slider or a back slider. But the Holy Spirit is there for us.
And I will bring in Romans 8 as well, 8 and 1. Therefore, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I know that people think, you know, amen.
See, I told you, we will be on this all night. I got nine tapes. Let me see how much did I type. Hold on. When I saw this one this morning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 7 pages right now on this study.
It's an awesome question. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You're going to hear Pastor preaching on this probably tomorrow morning. Probably tomorrow morning.
Amen.
I'll wake up, get up, and move. But I just wanted to make that clear that the Holy Spirit, who is your advocate, will never leave you if you're a believer in Christ. Oh, yeah. You're not perfect.
Amen.
You're not perfect. And you haven't gotten to the point where you know how to resist all sin, because your mind is still playing tricks on you. But as you grow higher and as you elevate with us here on the network, God is calling you to that ministry of reconciliation, that you say, you know what? I'm not bad no more. I'm God. I'm God who's in me. I'm good. I'm perfect. And I'm who he called me to be. And that can happen right now. But guess what? Even when you mess up, and I'll tell you this from experience, I was doing bad stuff. And I always could feel him. I always knew he was there. Just a little testimony. When I was selling dope, folks knew I had the best product. But there was another hitch to the whole situation. You know, every dope house I went in, I preached some sermon about Jesus and was still making my money. Now, I know it's wrong. I'm going to admit, it was wrong.
Hey, you're being transparent, though.
But I'm being transparent. That. But folks knew they wanted what I had. Because I had the best,
right.
And I made sure I didn't deal with the second hand. I knew it was something I had to have, a product that would not get turned away. But they knew on the end of it, they was going to hear about Jesus. I've been teaching Jesus when I didn't even know I was teaching Jesus.
Hey, in season and out of season. Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. All right, come on. That's enough of that. I hope I answered that. And if you need more scriptures, you can get in touch with me and Minister Michelle or Minister Annie. Anybody that's Minister Charlene, Pastor Dwayne. Now we prayed last night for Pastor Dwayne and his wife, Minister Collins, And there, she's healed. She was released, went home.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
She's, you know, the tests were positive.
Yes.
And but she was sitting in a negative state last night. And we prayed the positive. And now the report of the Lord is everything is positive. And we got to take better care of ourselves, because our high blood pressure don't go up because the enemy is trying to do it. It's because we're eating the wrong foods. We're doing the wrong things. We're not taking our medication.
Amen.
So we have to be better at that. And we know she's healed by the stripes of blood and the blood
of Jesus' name. Yeah.
What?
Amen.
In who? Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That's a good praise report. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. Well, if that answered that question, if it didn't, you could dial one and we can get back in that discussion. But let's collaborate. Let's work together to work things out. I know you have a couple questions for us. But I had to get that one out of first.
Amen. Okay, you ready?
What's my middle name?
Well,
I stay
ready.
I stay ready. Even when I'm not, the Holy
Amen.
Spirit makes me ready.
Okay, you want to pray us in? You want to just go right to the question?
That's my job on Thursday. This is your job tonight.
Okay.
Remember, you pray on Tuesdays.
Pray
I pray on Thursday.
Okay.
We're working together to work things out.
Amen. I'll pray us in. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for such a beautiful day,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, and we rejoice.
Bless you, Lord.
And we will be glad in this day, Lord. We thank you that you are a mighty God, a wise God, a loving God, a merciful God. You are the only true and living God.
Bless
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you promised to be with us always, to never leave us or forsake us. We thank you,
bless
Lord,
you.
That you are in our presence right now, Lord. Tonight we give our hearts and our minds and our lives to you, O great Jehovah. Holy Spirit, come speak your words of life into our being. We pray that you would deepen our comprehension, that you would broaden our thinking, Lord, that you would transform our understanding by the renewing of our minds into your perfect will for our life and your purpose, your perfect
Jesus.
Purpose for our lives, Lord.
Perfect.
For you are a wise counselor, you are a perfect
Jesus.
Teacher, and you are a friend. And we thank you, Lord, and we say bless your holy name. Amen.
Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen,
and amen.
Amen.
Question number one, come on, hit us with it. I got to tell you, I'm still
all
solo.
Right.
I'm still solo. Remember my brothers
one.
Out there look, if y'all, check this out. If y'all on a backup number, dial one, let me know it's you. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead, we ready.
Well, you know what? The Holy Spirit got you. You loaded and ready to go. Okay,
oh, yes.
One.
You know, I've been reading this.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, yes, yes, I got
you got the
too.
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, number one. Okay, number one. Number one is, we have, you know what? Let me just give the lady their props before I get into the questions, because none of these are my questions on tonight. All the questions came from our covenant partners, our sisters in Christ, and I just want to tell you thank you, and I appreciate you guys. You guys stepped up. And so number one, two, and three, I believe, is from Minister Charlene. So number one is, what do men look for? Like, what do men look for? Their likes or dislikes? In a woman that makes them approach the woman or avoid the woman. So what do you look for in a woman? What are your likes and dislikes that would make you approach her or avoid her?
Okay. Now this is kind of a twofold answer. Most men that have not manned up are looking for that fine, perfect specimen that can just go where they go and make them look good themselves. That's the real thing out there in the streets. I asked some brothers that today,
okay.
Man, what are you looking for in a girl? Man, I'm looking for that fine man. She got to have this.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. But I said, but what about education? What about that was not even a part of it. Okay. So
okay.
So as a street person, and that came from three people, that's what they're looking for. That bam, 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 that just do what they say. Now,
gotcha.
Men of God are starting to understand that they really don't know what they're looking for, because we haven't perfected us yet to know how to look for a good thing. I know that touched somebody
praise
here.
God.
I'm being so transparent.
Awesome.
From this came from a preacher today.
That.
This came
Amen.
From a preacher today. He said, man,
praise
I'm tired
God.
Of going by my own things, because even now watch this as the answer came from the streets, the same answer came from the pulpit. Man, we need that whoop, whoop,
right.
whoop. That's there, whoop, whoop, whoop. But that's godly.
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, wait a minute. They're no different. because you're not looking at the, you know, we agree that, well, that's why we're not looking anymore, because we're still trying to figure out ourselves to know we're not going to make a wrong mistake again.
Yeah.
But every man wants a piece, a mantelpiece that shines. We're trying to change that culture to not look at something at what it looks like, but what it really is and who it really represents. That's the movement that we're trying to tell young men, and we're going to be teaching that at our youth camp this whole summer. We're going to try to run this thing from the end of school, when school is out, all the way until school starts back the whole summer in Compton at this youth camp at Sylvia Nuns Angels, that we could sow into young people's lives to get them worth in themselves. This question touched me because we look, but what if you go by, and I'm saying this to my brothers, if you're not dialing one to let me know you're out there, I know you're listening or you'll listen later, is that we still, when you have a little street in you or a little world in you, you still operate by looking with your physical eyes instead of being a man of God and looking through your spiritual eyes.
Amen.
So there's not a right answer to that, because if men are looking for something, they're looking for what God told them to find. But the world said right then. The world said right then. This is the world's answer, because you had a second part to that, or disliking women that makes them approach or avoid them. You could tell already. And this is man and woman. This goes both ways. When you see each other, you know if it's approachable or not.
Is it a body language? Is it a look?
It's a little little something in the belly that might even go around like, oh, wait a minute, I know you. You know,
right?
So that goes both ways. To approach means attraction. And that's what the men of God said. See, I got to get away from my attraction, because that's what got me in trouble, even as a man of God. And to learn.
That's good.
See, I told you, I gave some good questions, but you gave us too much to work with, because I could have turned that into five or six different answers. But we brought it down.
What was good about it, I think it works both ways, too, Pastor. You know, women do the same.
I'm glad you said it, because I was going
to
say it.
You got to have that initial physical attraction. It shouldn't be the end all, you know, but you have to have that initial physical attraction and then get to know the person better. I don't think anybody is like, I'm not attracted to him, but I just really want to know him better. I mean, that's just not human nature. Now, you may develop a friendship with someone you wasn't attracted to initially. That can happen, but that initial attraction is what draws you to that person.
And that's what most people go after.
That's true.
The initial attraction. And then the attraction is not really a passion. And then you divorced and don't like each other 2 weeks later because of the attraction. Come on now. We really get deep on this thing tonight. Because a lot of people, and I'm speaking to my brothers, Minister Michelle, is that we have to get away from that attraction thing. No, I'm not talking about what was pleasing to us, but the attraction of flesh. Because when the eye says good, everything else starts to say good too. And I ain't going to put no names on things. But everything else now wants to get in agreement with good. And if we're going to really be, come on now, because it goes both ways. Amen. I mean, y'all, and that's what I love about the collaboration. When we start talking about it, you be saying, wait a minute, that's just, he just said what we go through. But we don't talk about it. But us here on the network, we're starting to talk about it in the collaboration, because we're starting to understand we ain't far apart from being like each other already. That's the awesome part. We're going to help somebody through this, Minister Michelle, that's going to match up with likeness. We're going to have some likeness marriages and some likeness partnerships because we were transparent enough to say,
in the name of Jesus,
I messed up. Now,
amen.
Minister Michelle is our platinum award-winning married couple. Her and Reggie, they are locked in. They got beautiful kids, beautiful family. Oh,
by
yes, y'all go through.
God.
Yes, y'all
it
go through. But God is working. So she is our platinum award winner. How many years?
He
Come
is.
On, tell everybody. How many years?
It'll be 30 years this October. 30.
So don't you ever say an attraction can't last. Because y'all been knowing each other since high school, and I know it was attraction that got y'all together.
It actually wasn't attraction that got us together, to be honest. It was actually a friendship. So maybe that's the key, you guys.
Uh-oh. Teach us something. Yep. Teach us. So it was a friendship first.
Yep, we were a friendship first.
Mm. Or, okay,
we
so
friendship.
You're saying friendship, but maybe he was smart enough not to show his attraction to get through the friendship to get to the prize. Oh, smart man.
Let him tell a story. Let him tell the story. It really was a friendship.
Okay, okay. All right, all right,
well,
all right.
We beg
okay,
to
we
differ.
Gonna,
but that's his story. He's sticking with it.
Then we're going to honor that and let it and push it on to the next level.
Hey, amen.
Question number two. Was that good enough for question number one? Any ladies need to dial one?
No.
Did I not answer that good enough? I would rather bring everybody in towards the end with any comments that we get through our initial collaboration together and then let everybody else kind of just take over.
Okay, I like it. Number two, and you did a good job on number one. Number two is, why do men think that women should chase after them? Why do men think this?
Because men think you think we should chase after you. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I was like, no, because she think I'm supposed to chase her. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, that's how they are. Man, they play like, you know, they don't like us. They know they like us. They know they looking at us. She already gave me that look. And then when I tried to get at her, now I'm chasing. She got to chase me now. So it's like a race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and. That came right off of the world, brothers, at the liquor store. I ain't gonna lie. I went across the street to the liquor store and asked that. I said, you know.
Well, that's good. We got a well-versed answer here, so that's awesome.
But then watch this. On the other side, it says, why do men think that a woman should – all the brothers say she shouldn't. She should wait for me to chase her and find her. That I'm talking on the other side.
Amen.
Because we're manning up and we're saying, well, look, you know, we're not question three really falls into this whole thing of aggression because, you know, as a man of God, you're not looking for anything looking for you.
Uh-huh.
It's really a big turnoff. And that was like five out of seven men of God that I trust that said of all of us that said it's really unattractive. When you're trying to do the work of the Lord and you see aggressiveness, if you know the mm-hmm. word, we're supposed to be aggressive to find a good thing. So you know, you see how the world is one way. It says, and then the body says another.
Right. Yep. I see it.
And so it's like we don't think women should chase after us.
Okay, that's good to know.
I got to be transparent on this. I'm going to let you say something after this one. But watch this.
Go ahead.
There may have been one. I ain't talking about me. They're going to say, oh, he talking about himself. No. There may have been one that was chaseable, but because of mm-hmm. their wanting to chase first, messed up the whole situation.
Gotcha.
Not willing to wait on the Lord and say, you know what, let mm-hmm. him find me. I'm talking to some young ladies out there tonight. Because the man should really find you. And not at the club.
See, unfortunately, you're talking to some older women too, so you better speak on it.
Well, let me speak to everybody. Let's just make it all the way across the board. If you really Amen. Are, if you're really working, and this goes to brothers and sisters, I want to know God and work on me and God because when he tells me what to do, I know I'll find what I'm supposed to find. But I know for me, okay, yes, it's me. I know I can get turned off when there was an attraction, but the attraction went to aggression, not from my behalf, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to be a man of God to say, mm-hmm. okay, why are you coming at me like that? I'm supposed to find. If you didn't find me, I'm not the one because God didn't tell me.
Say that again, Pastor E.
Look, I'm not the one because God didn't tell me because believe me, just like prophecy, you know, somebody said, I got a word for you. No, you don't. You speak a word. If it agrees with me, I'll be like, oh, God sent you.
Right.
But
that's
I'm
good.
Not, you just can't, that's nobody can just come up to me and say, I'm going to prophetically speak in your life. I'm like, no, speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a word for me, it may be a word for Minister Michelle. You just got our names mixed up. it's going to resonate with your spirit and say, oh, no, God already told me. No, you're going to raise your hand and say, hey, prophet, you wrong. Get over here because I'm the one you're supposed to connect with.
Praise God.
Whole nother sermon.
Yes, it should confirm the word that God has already given you. Amen.
If we're going to be,
I agree.
This is for us that are saying we're sold out to manning up and not taking a back seat and not going the easy route or the around the way route, but going through the process of manning up. So we know we're in the right position.
Amen.
So women, stop chasing.
Here.
Stop chasing. You'd be like, but I'm lonely. Then get comfort in God. Stop chasing. You know, I need a man. I know God got a man for you. But God needs to be the first man. He needs to be the first situation. Then he'll give you everything you need because he says, when you are in him and he is in you, anything you ask according to his will, you'll what? Have it. I tell you, I'm fired up. I started off on that Holy Spirit thing. I'm fired up on this one. Oh, glory.
I wanted to ask you about number two. What do you think about this? Because I hear a lot of people say that in terms of, like, if a woman should – why do men think that a woman should chase them either way, vice versa, is that it varies, like, in California. Like, California men have these different expectations. A California man expects a woman to chase him versus somebody from the South. They don't expect that. And you think it's based on region? Is it a California
thing? When was the last time you was in the South?
It's been years.
Well, check this out. It's the same way
but
in the South.
I come from a Southern background. I was raised by a
father. I'm just saying, in the South, it can change too, because now it's that thug life is nationwide now.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And believe it or not, I was just talking to a friend today, beautiful, beautiful women, even though they've been, are attracted to that thug life. And then watch this. Then when the thug life affects you, they start blaming themselves and say, it's my fault. But if you if you dealing with death is coming. That can't be your fault or nobody else's fault. But I'm being honest. There's men.
No, that's good. That's good.
Women that are drawn to certain things, but then when something happens bad, they blame themselves. That ain't your fault, baby. You need to get out of that and find out your worth. I need to find out my worth in God so I can really know when I find. There's not going to be a question because it's my worth that made that. And then when someone finds you out there, young ladies, if you're listening tonight and needed to hear this word, it's not because of your dress or your appearance or what you're attracted to. Oh, I'm so glad we started out with attraction, because attraction always got me in trouble.
Attraction gets a lot of people in trouble, Pastor.
Oh, so it's not just me? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I thought it was just me.
Yep. I mean, because you can be so fine. A man can be so fine from a woman's perspective. He's so fine that you just put up with all everything else, because he's so fine. He's just so fine.
He all this. And everybody knows him. Everybody likes him. He's the jock on the court. And, wrong move.
I'm lucky to have him because, everybody wants him. It's like, let that sucking go right
even
ahead.
Even though he treats you bad. Even though he talked to you like a dog. Even though he put his hands on you. And I'm talking to some brothers out there, even though she slaps you and even though she takes your whole paycheck, stop. Get out of it.
Yes, amen. So that attraction is a dangerous thing.
So I guess we did kind of talk about question three of the same thing. You want to ask that one in the entirety just so we can kind of flow with that. And then we're going to open up the lines and get some more comments or feedback.
Okay. Yep. So number three is, what do men call? Why do men? I got it typed up wrong. Why do men call a woman desperate, thirsty, or hungry for a man? Why do men say that? Why do they say women are desperate? Oh, she's thirsty. She desperate. She hungry. When in reality, the woman wants to know.
We can't put them together because I have an answer for the first part.
Okay.
That needs to be said and very open, and I hope I don't hurt nobody's feelings. But men don't call it. They see it. They see desperate, thirsty, and hungry because there's an epidemic of women that have lost their worth out there that are willing to give their whole value away just to have a man. There's women out there that are willing to give up their whole bank accounts, their credit cards, buy cars, buy houses for people just because they're desperate and thirsty and hungry for a man. Mm-hmm. But it goes back to question two. If you get thirsty, hungry, and desperate for Jesus, he'll fill the void until he sends the man.
Praise
I had
Lord.
To preach
yes,
that one up
will.
In there, but
Thank
that's why
Lord.
That's what men see. Men, look, men ain't fools. They go to the club. Well, yes, I did used to go to the club, so I can say this in transparency. Come on now. You can go to the club, and you can see the hot aisle and the lonely aisle. The lonely aisle don't get talked to until the time of the club, until the club is closing. And now you see
so
who's
drinks,
left
right?
over in the lonely aisle. You're going to pick that up because you know they desperate, they thirsty, and they hungry for a man.
Wow.
Stop right now. Get out the lonely aisle and get some work with Jesus and know that he is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end that can change your life right now and will send, watch this, that everything that will fill the voids in your life. But everybody got to get off themselves and get in Jesus. I was waiting to talk about this one because there's some brothers out there too that's desperate, thirsty, and hungry. They call them sugar daddies and everything else. They've been around a long more time than the what they call the ladies now. Jesus,
cougars.
Cougars were undercover. They just starting to come out. But it goes both ways. Everybody need to stop
sugar
that
mama.
And trying to use your sugar daddy, sugar mamas, all that just because of what. Everybody is trying to get from the next person because you're desperate, you're thirsty, and you're hungry. I'm saying this to everybody. We don't have to answer no more questions. Your thirst, your hunger, and your desperateness has to be for Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
And
yes,
everything
amen.
Else will be all right.
I agree.
I double agree.
I triple agree.
Okay. And then when in reality, the woman wants to know, where are the real men at? Well, there's some out there that are building themselves up because they want to find what's real for them. And even when that question is like, where are the real men at? That means you're still looking. You're still trying to find. I am not saying this to say, Don't have a dream. Don't have a purpose, but make sure your purpose is from God and not because of what your wants are or what you're looking for, because that normally adds up to what you have or this goes both ways, what we have defined as a real man or a real woman. That messes me up all the time because now I'm still back into that attraction. See, it goes back to attraction.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Well, you know, the fruit was attractive to Eve. It looked good.
Well, even sounded good. I said, hey, girl. Mm-hmm. And Adam, I think, don't listen to them. Had that cool voice. You know, when Adam been saying, go get the fruit from the garden. Thou shall not do to the left. Go to the right. And then she got in the garden and he's like, hey, girl, wait a minute. Don't you like this voice better? Don't you want to come over here? This is the best fruit over here. I know they told you that this ain't the good one, but let me tell you something. When you take one bite of this, you're going to be better than them. You ain't got to ask no more questions. You're going to be giving the answers. Soft voice. I really believe Adam went off the hook. I don't blame Eve. If we could just throw this in there. This isn't me trying to, get closer or get more women to listen. But really and truly, if you look at the Word of God, Adam walked and talked with God. God gave Adam the instructions. But God had a lot of things in this universe to take care of. And he said, Adam, it's time for me to go. But I'm going to leave you a helpmate. that now you can walk and talk in the garden. And everything I told you, you need to teach her. So
Amen.
Something in that system messed up. Something had to mess up in that system, because if she knew the truth, she would have never fell for the falseness.
Amen. Even when she came to him, he should have been like, girl, you know I'm the head of this household. Put that apple down, girl. Slap it out of her hand.
Like,
we ain't eat no apple today.
Look, Adam, you helping me there, because Adam had to be unconscious. Adam got sprung. He no longer was looking at the spiritual. He was looking at the physical.
Well, all right now.
And when she brought that apple in there,
you know she was fine, looking at the God creator.
Oh, yeah, in his image. Look, check this out. When she handed him that apple, he just reached in the basket and grabbed it. He was looking at that fine thing. He lost his consciousness. So he knew what it looked like. And when he bit it, then he says, what you do? Read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He says, after he bit it, he said, why did you bring me this? Well, you didn't tell me not to. Ooh, Glory, we going to start something tonight.
Amen.
Anybody else want to get in this conversation?
Communication
is everything. And when God tells you, you got to tell it just like God told you to tell it.
Amen.
Not your way, but God's way. Minister Charlene, I want to bring you in. I know you haven't dialed one, but I'm throwing you under the bus because them was your questions. And I hope I did great. I hope I did great with the answers and the transparency.
Praise the Lord. I'm speechless because I didn't expect to be thrown under the bus. But
I'm used to it now, sister.
Well, you know, look, you wasn't under the bus. You was on the hood of the bus. We started out with your name like this. This came from you. So
that's true.
Okay. Leading the pack of questions and concerns. Amen. Well, okay. So wait a minute. What am I responding to? Which question?
No. We just want to give you an opportunity just to come in and just, you know, it doesn't have to be anything particular. It could just be a flow of conversation. Like, you know,
okay,
like we tag team, you know, nothing particular.
Yeah.
If anything
tag
flows
team.
In your spirit over what we've said, just let the Lord use you and share your comments. And I'm going to throw some other folks under the bus because I ain't got no brothers on the line tonight. And Pastor Dwayne is taking care of his healing wife. So, you know, he's released.
Amen.
But Pastor, he can hold it. Now, I got this.
Oh, you've held it. You've held it.
Amen. Well, there's a scripture that talks about having a meek and let the ornament be 1 Peter 3:4 of a meek and a quiet spirit. So I understand that the women should not try to be, chasing a man and just, you know, hey, I want to get to know you. What's your name? You know, that's really out of character.
Hey, boo. Come here.
Yeah.
Wait. Can I get your number? Let me get your number, boo.
Yeah. So in the society, you know, they say it's 2017. The men don't want to open the door for the woman. Let the woman open the door for the man. I mean, I don't get that, but that's how some people think. But at the end of the day, you know, chivalry shouldn't be dead. You know, being a gentleman is in season, is always in season. Being a lady is always in season. Being respectful, being courteous, being kind, without ulterior motives or intentions or agendas. Like you guys were mentioning earlier, no sneakiness, no shenanigans, because that's a deception of what the intent is, and that's to get to know the person. You know? And if truly they're seeking the heart of God, like you said, God has to be first. Because if it's God's way, it's going to be right from the get-go.
And that goes back to our discipleship, you know, on both sides. We have to make better disciples. We have to sow into these children's lives and now build up a whole nother generation. I don't know about you, but I can't be president. I can't be a governor. I can't be this and that. It's done for me. Now, it's not done for me in my work for the Lord, but you know, as you say, I want to be this and I want to be that. But guess what? The children still have an opportunity to do the things you wanted to do, do the things you thought you were supposed to do, but you know now you can encourage them to do it.
Yeah.
By getting me right.
Amen.
Yes. By me getting me right. Oh, I can't wait. I told you we're doing an all summer camp at Sylvia Nun's Angels from 6 a.m. until the people come get them. and we're going to make sure we got people there to service this. But you know why? The number one thing that we were talking about today, Minister Michelle, we want to do this, that we help these single mothers not have to pay child care.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic, man of God.
Child care is expensive. Single mother with three kids.
I mean, some people don't even work because it's so expensive. Because everything goes to child care. You might as well stay home.
See what I'm saying? So we're going to be really sowing into these mothers' mm-hmm. lives, that we're going to have their children mm-hmm. all day. And we're going to make sure we're doing a little something. And if you want to come out and sow into their lives, come on out to Compton. We're going to let you come up in there and teach whatever you want to put in your heart. But we're going to make this happen for the whole summer.
Wow.
I'm dedicated to it. So, you know, if I dedicate to something.
That's good, Pasty. I'm going to stop by. I think I'm going to be off 2 weeks. They never tell us what our summer schedule is going to look like. I'm really an 11-month employee, but they usually give us summer because our students work in the summer. But I would try to stop by because that's something that I have a passion for, and it's awesome.
Oh, yes. We're going to make room. We're going to have some night classes, too. So don't worry. We're going to have a spot for you.
That's awesome. Praise
right around the corner from your house. It's all good.
Amen.
Minister Charlene, anything else?
Oh, just God first.
God first. Anybody else, come on, get in the conversation. But the next person in front of the bus is Minister Terry. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, family.
She dialed one just when I opened her line. So she was trying to say, I ain't in the bus. I'm going to go first.
Good evening, family. Praise God. I'm enjoying this collaboration. And I tell you, Minister Charlene, these hot topics on Man Up and the Capital Collaboration, they're awesome. Yeah. But I just was stuck on number three. Why are women desperate, thirsty,
mm-hmm.
and what's the hungry for me?
Desperate, thirsty,
yep.
and hungry.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Ooh, I tell you. If I see you mention something, how they give their whole self to them, we should be giving ourselves away. Ooh, I was thinking about William McDonald. I give myself away so you can use me, Lord Jesus. You know,
amen.
And I think a lot of it is women right now. Some women, they're not having their self-worth. They're not having their own contentment. And they're settling for leftovers. And then, you know, most of the time when, I'm telling you, because
you're
speaking the truth.
I'm in a relationship with Christ Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, you know. But they told us, seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. And this is what we have to tell these youngsters, because sometimes the young women, we have to speak to them and the young men. You can tell, usually you can tell by the first 10 minutes of a conversation if he was sent to you by God.
That's good.
They said we get wiser as we get older. No, we receive wisdom when we're in the Word of God. I tell you, he teaches you.
Amen. Yes,
to recognize, you know, he teaches
somebody
you to recognize.
Shout.
I'm telling you, because
that was good.
These young women have to know. You know.
The diamonds in the city are going to need you ladies
I'm
to come. We got a lot of young ladies that will. Oh, you know what? I got something for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But check this out.
Hallelujah.
The young ladies need to hear this. And we're really purposing me and Minister Michelle to get younger voices on this. She has some young ladies at her church come up to me and say, we want to be on the bus. I was like, come on now.
Yes.
We need to get that going because
praise God.
That young voice needs to be heard.
Amen.
Yes.
And we have such a great tool that people could call in here and not even people really have to know they own here. But if they keep hearing this word that's going forth, the teamwork of building up the younger people, that's our future. That's going to make the next generation do better. Instead of I will do better, they're already doing better. I was made to do better. I was made to be stronger. I was made to be richer in the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory. We on it tonight.
Glory to God. Praise God. You know, I think it was number two. that one kind of startled me too. Why do men think women should chase after them? Oh, no.
Yep.
No. You know what? It took me back when we were younger. You know, we grew up in Compton, Linwood, and Long Beach, all the surrounding areas. You remember that song? And Pastor, you mentioned like Thug Life, Dog Catcher. It just took me to the, you know what?
Oh, George Green. Okay. I don't have that track on the board, so I can't play it. So, can I remember that?
You know what? And we have to switch that. You have to have that God in me. You know, talking about nothing but the dog in me. What about the God in you?
So, you don't love God? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
That's
right. I love these young women.
I tell you. Ooh, we have to share with them so they don't make mistakes. I'm saying my personally, they don't make mistakes that I've made, and they won't have to when they get in the Word of God early. Proverbs 22:6, train them up the way they should go. When they get grown, that's me, they won't depart from it. So praise God, though. I love you guys, and I do appreciate you guys.
Too.
God bless.
We love you too.
God bless you.
You guys better be. You guys need to listen in on Fridays to What's the Word with Minister Terry. This girl is full of words. She'd be coming up with scriptures out of it. I'm like, what? The Holy Spirit
Glory
moving in her.
God,
well, that had to be the Holy Spirit. How she put
praise
that
God.
Together. Oh, and you got to listen to the archives and really look at how articulate she is. Ooh, the spirit of articulation is on you because the flow of the scriptures on What's the Word is going to another level. I can see you having your own show for an hour soon here on the Now Network. God bless you.
Praise God.
God bless you. Love you
Go
all.
Go ahead, Ms. Terry.
Well, you know, it's about time. It, you know, Evangelist Virginia got about an hour and a half a word in her. We got to get her. What's the word? We got to get 52 Weeks of Love all the way on her and then make it available. It's time. It's the season. It's the season.
Yeah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Come on. Somebody else, dial one. Get in. If you don't dial one, you know what I'm going to do next. If I push your number right now, you probably fall out your chair. I ain't going to do it. I had to laugh on that one because I know they laughing. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Man Up, Women Speak Now, the collaboration. Come on,
Jesus,
collaborate with us.
Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good evening, Minister Michelle.
Good evening, Evangelist Valentine. God bless you.
God bless you too, and to you, man of God.
Hey, what's up, family? I love God.
What's up?
And I know you love God. But what's wrong with everybody else?
I love it with everything within me. Hey, I love it with every fiber of my being.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. I don't know where to start because what a topic. Oh, these are hot topics. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ooh. I don't know where to start. But I tell you one thing. Oh, Jesus, I tell you one thing. Y'all talking about men chasing women and women chasing men. That's vice versa, because a woman should not be chasing a man.
No, she shouldn't.
Because the Bible already the Bible already tells us in Genesis, a man, when he finds a woman,
he finds a good thing.
He finds a good thing.
Ooh,
and when he finds a good thing, then he marries her.
Uh-oh.
And then he got his good thing at home, so he don't need the wrong.
Praise God. Amen.
He got his good thing at home, and he don't need the wrong.
All right now.
Do y'all hear me?
I hear you.
A good thing. When he finds a woman, he finds a good thing. And when he finds that good thing, then he should marry her. And when he married her, he got his good thing at home, and he don't need the wrong.
Preach, mama.
He don't need to look for nothing else. His good thing is at home.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
His good thing is at home.
Man up.
Where he
Hallelujah.
Needs to be. Look, his good thing is at home where he needs to be.
Where he
Amen.
Needs to be.
Amen.
Where
That's
where
right.
he needs to
Amen.
Be. Where
He's
he needs
it.
To be.
Ain't no side chicks. Ain't no side chicks. Ain't no undercover
right.
lovers. It must be a one-on-one relationship.
Yes.
Amen.
And you're talking about Adam. When Adam was given authority, and charge over everything in the garden.
Everything.
And
everything.
They were told about who they was. He was given charge over everything. He was in charge. He was the head. He was in authority. So he knew what Eve had to ask.
And that's before Eve even came.
Yes, before she even came.
He was
came.
Given full dominion before Eve was
full
even
dominion.
Pulled out of his flesh.
Yes. Full dominion over the animals and everything. And when he came, oh, yes, he didn't have to bite off the apple. But he did. He was in charge. He could have said no. But, oh, he was so busy looking at Eve that he took a bite.
Ooh.
He took a bite.
No, that's real. That is real. That is real.
Yep.
If you really study the Word of God, let's be – family, let's be transparent and let's be really let's accept the fact that it was not Eve's fault. It's not trying to
it wasn't.
It's not trying to get women to feel, but you have to really pay attention to the order of God and know that no matter what they did then, you still have a responsibility to follow God's instructions. And when you don't do what God says do, you will have death in your life. It goes back
and
from the garden to now.
Yes, Lord. And stop putting everything on Eve. It was not Eve's fault. It was Adam's fault. Man.
Well, Adam was in charge.
Adam was in charge. Yes, it was Adam's fault. And then
Adam
when
lost
realized,
the ball. But you know, but when you said this, evangelist, look, when you said this,
because
you agreed with me, he wasn't looking in the basket. He was looking at the basket.
He was looking at the woman.
And he was looking at her. He just threw his hand in the thing, and she just was going to pick because he did not tell her. I really believe this. I really believe this as strong as I'm saying to you. He did not tell her don't pick from that tree because that tree is death. He just told her, baby, I need some more of you, but go on and get you some food out there, and I'll eat one when you bring them back. Because he did not recognize until he bit it. Why did you bring this to
That's
me?
Because
you didn't
That's
tell
right.
me not to bring it to you.
That's it. And you know what? He's so busy looking at her. Let me tell y'all something. Everything glitter ain't gold.
Ooh. All right now.
Everything glitter ain't gold. You're looking at her.
Hey.
How she looks. What she got on, but it's not all about that, because everything glitter ain't gold. Attraction. You talk about attraction. Beautiful, cute, fine, and all of that. But you better look in her eyes.
Huh. Know who she is on the inside.
It's the inside, and you go, the eyes, oh, Jesus, look at the eyes. Look at the eyes, first man of God. And it's going to go from there.
You're giving away too much information because you know the eyes give away everything.
Yes.
I can tell your story through your eyes.
Yes. Mm. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Push.
Adam,
I'm pushing some favor out there. I'm pushing love today.
Push it.
I'm pushing. Oh, I love. You know what? This is an epidemic.
Yes.
I asked y'all a couple of months ago, are y'all ready for an epidemic of Jesus? Just keep pushing.
Yeah, keep pushing.
I have to give this testimony. Last night we prayed for Pastor Dwayne's wife. And I told him, I said, do you know that everybody was pushing a portion of their own healing? That if there was something stored up for them, well, let me speak personally.
Yes.
Let me just speak personally. I was able to push anything that was stored up for me in case I needed a healing under her. And the report was there was nothing negative. Everything was positive. And she had her pressure was high, and she needs to stop doing this, this, and this, and this, and this. I said, okay, look at God move. But we still have to be responsible to do the right thing and follow the instructions of God to the complete. Take your medicine on time. Don't eat that pork. Don't eat them things. Don't get them chips. Don't do that salt, because you already know the doctor said through the utterance of God that these are the things that's holding you down.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Now, let me share. Would you read three for me again? Read number three for me again, please.
Yes, ma'am. It says, why do men call women desperate, thirsty, or hungry?
Hungry. No, no,
and
not
they
or.
Desperate.
Thirsty and hungry.
Do,
how about that?
Desperate, thirsty, hungry. This is call them all together.
Okay,
yes.
You got it.
Desperate, hungry.
Thirsty.
Thirsty.
And thirsty. Thirsty, no end. Desperate, thirsty, hungry.
Yeah, desperate,
desperate
hungry,
and
thirsty.
Why do men call women that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Why?
But look, the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You better thirst after God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You better thirst after God.
Yeah,
oh, please, help us tonight.
Said,
that goes for men and women.
And thirst after God shall be filled. Oh, Jesus.
Desperate, thirsty, hungry for God.
Hunger and thirst after God in his righteousness.
Desperate, thirsty,
thirst
and hungry
and hunger
for
after God.
God.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, shall
we should hunger and thirst after God. And then when you do that, you get filled of God. You get filled of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You watch.
Yeah.
God's going to send you that woman. He's going to send you that man. Don't be so desperate. Don't be so greedy. Wait on God.
Amen.
Wait on it.
Yep.
He has that wife out there for you. He has that husband out there for you. But you wait. And go out of the home and search out of the things of God. And watch God move. Push.
I'm pushing. I'm pushing. I'm pushing.
Yeah.
I'm pushing.
Push
I'm pushing. We are filling
Everybody
up the gap. Oh, we fill up the gap by pushing. Even
push
when you ain't pushing, we pushing for you.
Yes, Lord.
What do you need? I'll give up some of me to give it to you.
Yes.
What's your passion in God? I'll give up all of mine to give it to you.
To give it
what
to you.
Portion of faith do you need? I'll give you my portion of faith.
Yes.
Mr.
And I give you my
Michelle,
portion of faith.
You want my portion of faith? Here. I'm, even though you said, I don't need it. I got my own. I'm pushing it to you anyway.
So anyway, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you,
Minister. You don't want a bunch of me running around. Oh, my God.
Yes, Minister Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your hot topics. I've been truly sitting here being blessed.
Oh, you're welcome. And these came from Minister Charlene on tonight.
Minister Charlene.
Minister Charlene.
Those were her questions.
The credit tonight. These were her topics on tonight, Evangelist. Yeah.
That's awesome.
She gets the credit.
That's awesome. The men don't want to call in. Where are the men?
They're scared.
Well,
the men
guess what? I'm gonna still say I'm holding it down for the men tonight.
You're doing an excellent
and
job.
And I really believe I did a good job for
the
men. Now, as
you
I said, tonight was a little bit really transparent because I was on the streets asking these questions. I went into some churches that was open on Long Beach Boulevard to ask the questions. So you got the responses through me of many men that really don't even know how to use phones and all that. We're going to get them up to it. Well, do you know, can I tell y'all this right now? 60% of our believers don't know how to use a phone to call in and listen to a broadcast or go online or check their emails. Or we need to start doing if you know something about technology, you need to start teaching some people because we left behind in that area.
Yes. Can I say this right quick?
Yes, you can.
Hello. My name's brother James Hudson.
What's that again?
Where's
the man of God?
He ain't in here. He's not here tonight. Here, let me text him. Hold on. Where's my other phone? Hold on. Where's my other phone at? Wait, where's my other phone?
He getting called out, man of God.
Look. Let me text him right now and say, Your name. Wait, hold on. I'm going to show y'all how bad it is. I don't mind. Look. I don't mind throwing nobody under the bus. Watch this. Hold on. Let me get his number up.
Okay.
Just listen to the noises. Watch this. Oh, we finna do this right now. 832. I ain't going to put all his number out there. I ain't gonna put all his number out there, but I'll put it. Watch this. Listen, y'all. Watch this. It's dialing. Can y'all hear that? He better not answer.
We can.
He better not answer that phone. In the name of Jesus.
Hello?
James Hutchinson. This is Man Up the Movement and Women Speak Now. You got called out by Evangelist Virginia. She said, where is James Hutchinson? So I called you, and now you're under the bus.
Well, I'm on my third set of setups. Where y'all at?
Well, we talking about the hot topics, man. This is when I'm here by myself, James. I got no brothers. Look, Evangelist Virginia said, "Where is James Hutchinson?" I say, "I'm a call."
Oh, that now that's not right, that dude. That's not.
Well,
that's not.
Hey, we family, so.
That ain't right. That you don't call me out on the air like that. Where's James?
Oh no, we family. And then I was able to call you from my broadcast screen. Everybody heard it ringing, and I said he cannot answer. And then you did. So you're on the line right now. Go ahead, Evangelist Virginia. Ask him what you want to ask him.
Bring it on, Virginia. I'm gonna answer, sweating and all. I'm already sweating.
From the same house.
It's already hot in here.
It's already hot. Why do men? I think chase is women.
Why do we chase them?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
we think women should chase us?
Yes.
Why do I think they should chase us?
Yeah.
Because if you move, you lose. That's how come you ain't. I know it's not a good answer. It's not a good thing either. But I tell you what, the woman that catches me, when a woman catches a man, she catches a good thing. Isn't that what it says?
No, when a man catches a good thing, as a woman, a good thing.
You really have
to.
Well, that's my point. Everything else is all mixed up. Why can't that be mixed up?
No, we manning up, man. We
got to
get it right.
Look, we doing everything else backwards. Why can't we do that backwards? I mean, you know the women, we're saying that the women are taking the lead, but then they got to take the lead in chasing the men. That's the problem.
Because look. A woman don't want to open up a car door. That's not right, because a woman don't want to open up a car door for a man.
Well, you don't have to open up.
And a woman don't want to pull out a man. Minister Charlene,
let me help us all right now.
Amen.
Stop getting in unless we open the door.
Stop allowing
the men to do things to you that you know you want better in.
Just stand there. And when the man goes down the street, he will be down the street about two blocks before he figure out, well, where's the woman at? Where is she at?
Yeah,
she's still standing back at the restaurant where you left
her. My daddy trained me that men open doors for ladies. Stop settling for nothing.
That's what my daddy did, too. A man pulled out the chair in the restaurant, too.
Here, I'm going to help a young lady out there tonight. Because when he says, you know he ain't for you. Because you know chivalry is not dead. Chivalry is not something that's trying to make you feel better. Chivalry is just an honor to say, let me respect you.
Amen. Right.
That's it.
Because chivalry goes away. Because when we treat a woman right, she'll treat you right.
That's it. That's it, man of God.
I gotta get out. I'm finna get out.
Now, see, you're talking about a very special woman. Now, that's a woman that has morals. You know, I'm just being honest with you. Now, you ladies have a really tough task trying to catch up to a good man, because there are women that would chase these men, and they know that, and because. Yeah, they know that these women would chase them. So why should I have to open up the door and do all these things that a man knows he's supposed to be doing in the first place when I've got this woman who's chasing after me? And if she doesn't do it, the next woman steps up, and then she does it.
Check this out. You weren't here earlier when I said that I was very transparent. When you go somewhere, you see the lonely aisle. You see the lonely table.
Right.
And
sure
you know
do.
The one that's going to go home with you because she lonely.
Exactly right. Amen. You can see it in her body language. Her body language tells you, I'm over here. I had to bring him in,
but I got some help. My God.
Yeah. And it's
Pastor Dwayne now.
No, the last one just spoke. That's somebody meet somebody at the bar.
That's right, because we don't have no business being at no bar, see? Did I tell you what happened to me the last time I went to the bar? Did I tell you what happened?
Come on, tell them, Dave.
Let me tell you the last time a buddy of mine invited me to come out to the club, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so a buddy of mine invited me to come out to this club, and I went to the club, and there was a big line and line to get into the club. And so when I was getting ready to go into the club, this guy stopped me and he said, hey man, where you going? I said, who you talking to? You talking to me? He said, yeah, I'm talking to you. He said, where you think you going? I said, what do you mean? Well, I think I'm going into the club, have me a good time, have me a drink, you know, socialize. Where you going? He said, well, you ain't got no business going to no club. And I didn't even know this guy. The honest truth. I didn't even know this guy. I said, what you talking about? I don't have no business going to the club. He said, because you're a Christian. I said, what? I said, how do you know I'm a Christian? He said, because you walk like a Christian. And I said, oh, my Lord. I said, boy, is this? And he said, so you know you ain't got no business up here in this club. And I'm thinking, well, is this guy running game on me? Or what is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? But just goes to show you how people... Just like you said, that woman, you can look at her at her body language. He looked at my body language and saw that I didn't really feel comfortable with going into that club.
Yeah, you didn't fit in.
I didn't fit in. Just by the way I walked up there, he said, you don't belong up here. You got something different. That's something different about your body language. You know, this ain't the place for you. So that's basically what he was saying. This is not the place for you. I had to turn around and go back to my car.
Immediately.
Because I knew he was telling the truth. Immediately, because
yes.
I already know, because I know the devil ain't going to tell him to say nothing like that to me. You know what I'm saying? I knew it. That had to come from God himself, the spirit of God himself, because the devil wasn't going to tell me to not go into that club.
Oh, I hope somebody is being confirmed tonight, because, James, you weren't on the line. And the first thing we ask is that even if you're a Christian,
yeah,
you front slide or backslide, does the Holy Spirit leave you? He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Oh, amen.
And even when you're going to do wrong, he's still up there whispering in your ear. Come
even
on,
when you're doing wrong. Right.
Follow
you
me.
Already know. So we know. You already know. When you've been in the realm of God, he's had that protection around you the whole time. It ain't easy. He don't want to give that up. He don't want to give that up. He doesn't want you to come out of that gate. He wants you to stay inside that fence. And no, you don't belong over there on that other side of the fence. Get back over here where you belong. Come back over here where you belong. Don't go over there and play with them bad kids down there. Get back over here where you belong, where there's some discipline over here. See, where people respect you over here on this side of the fence. Don't go over there on the other side of the fence. Don't do that. Those are not your type of people over there. Get back over here. Dwell together for the good of God. Get back over there with them people. Come back over here on this side and leave them other folks over there.
Preach.
See, They say, so that's when you know when you can be up. Yo, man, I'm telling you. Yo, what I'm trying to tell you something, man. I'm just trying to tell you what helps me. Because I see, because when the Spirit of God is talking to you, it ain't no secret. It ain't no secret. He lets you know this is coming from me. I may not be, you know, it's coming from another man's mouth telling you, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. You say, and he said, you know my voice. That's my voice right there. Didn't I just tell you, you don't belong here? Who else you think telling you that? Who else is telling you that you don't belong inside this club?
Did the devil
tell you not to go inside that club? You got common sense. Do the devil tell you not to? Does the devil say, man, bro, you better get out of my way. Get out of my way. I've been going to meet me some of these women. Forget you. I don't got nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Speak the truth, man.
You know, does the devil say that? He said, you know my voice. You already know my voice. I've been talking to you. As a matter of fact, all the way over here, didn't I have a conversation with you saying, you know, I don't know why I'm coming over this boy. I don't know why that boy invited me to come. You know I don't come to no club. You know I don't drink. I don't do none of that stuff. He already know that. But I'm going to go ahead on. This is my homeboy. Yeah, it might be my homeboy, but it's still against the will of God. It might be my homeboy.
Now he started out saying he was sweating on his different set. Can you see the evidence of ready in and out of season? You don't work by your own power and might. You work by the Spirit of God.
Spirit,
oh, I got
Spirit.
A word from you tonight. I'm going to go to the Lord.
Yeah. So you we can't make excuses. You can't. Yeah, man.
You
can't make it. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is, man, you know, that some people might say that this is a bad thing, but when you come to walk with God every day, you start walking and talking with Him, man, when that voice speaks, you already know it. You can pretend like you don't hear it. You can pretend all you want to, but you know. When you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Father God, for waking me this morning, let me sleep last night. When you go all through the day saying, thank you, God, you're so good to me. Thank you, Lord. When you just keep saying them little things to God all through the day, man, you think He ain't going to protect you? Oh, man. He's, man. That's that building that relationship with Him. You keep talking to Him all day long. God, just thank you for your goodness, Lord. Lord, you sure been good to me. Man, you say that 100 times a day. And just, you think God ain't sitting up straight.
Thank you.
Boy, he's sitting up straight. I'm going to tell you right now. He's sitting up straight, and you know it. You know it. He said, man, I got the real. If you take me away from here today, I ain't bothered about nothing and nobody. I ain't bothered about nothing or nobody. If you don't do nothing else for me, you've already done enough. When you know you're prepared, I didn't deal with what I had to do. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm ready for the place that's been prepared.
Thank you, Jesus. And I don't have no animosity in my heart. I don't hate no man. I don't care if he's black, white, Jew, Gentile. I don't give a crap. I would give you the shirt off my back if I think you need it. You think I'm worried about leaving up out of here? No, Lord. Not me. I know I'm not worried. Not at all. No, Lord. If it be your will, then let it be done. If you say I'm through with whatever you want me to do, I'm through with it. That's just all there is to it. And when you can walk like that, man, and you know it, that you've got the protection of God around you, man, it ain't nothing like it. It's just nothing. It ain't nothing like it. Ain't no drug like it. Ain't no sex like it. Ain't nothing. But that Spirit of God, man, when that thing started working with you, man, I tell people all the time, man, I just wish you could. I tell God all the time, why don't you let them feel? Why don't you let people experience what you do to me? Why don't you talk to them like you talk to me? Because I can understand how come people can't figure God out.
Because
people are well, this God I'm saying, why don't you? That's where it starts. Yeah, exactly right.
I desire Him.
That's right.
I have a want for Him and a hunger for Him.
Yes, you got to have that hunger for Him. You got to have that hunger for Him.
Jesus, hunger.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the more you talk to Him, the more He starts talking to you. And that's what people have to understand. He said, you knock. He said, you knock. You got to come knock at my door first. I'm not coming to knock at your door. You knock and the door would answer. You just keep knocking at my door and start crying out that side of my door and see when I open it for you. And when I open it for you, you ain't going to be able to handle it. You ain't going to be able to handle it. You know, sometimes you just get so engulfed in the Spirit of God. You just get that Spirit start moving inside you. It's like, oh God, just let me down. Okay, that's enough. Stop. That's enough. I can't go no more. Hold up. I'm through. I'm back.
I want to go higher. He says, ask, and you will receive.
You will receive. And, it'll be open. And that's what really scares us, most Christians, with our breakthrough in life, is that I know God is going to open this door, but a lot of times we're just afraid. We're afraid of the glory of God. He said, I'm going to pour out blessings that you won't even have room to receive, and that scares us.
You call this out.
Man, I tell you the truth. You just got to know. You just got to know for yourself that when you know for yourself, you say that ain't nothing like It ain't nothing like the Spirit of God, man. It's just nothing. That there ain't nothing. I can't find nothing to compare to it. Absolutely nothing. Even when you, like you said, even when you're doing wrong, you know there is nothing like the Spirit of God. Because even after you finish.
Wait a minute. You've been listening, huh?
Oh man! Wow! Oh. Man, I've been listening. I've been listening because I tell you, when you walks with me and he talks with me, and when he tells you, James, well done. Well, ain't nothing like the Spirit of God telling you well done. When you know he's telling you well done, oh my God. Oh man, you just like, oh man. It's like fire shut up in your You can't hold your peace, man.
Shut up.
See y'all done started messing with me tonight. Now I see that's the problem right there. See, because I know that goodness.
Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
man,
who would never leave or forsake you, called you out.
He done already proved that to me. He ain't got to tell me no more. He done proved it to me. I'm gonna tell you. He ain't got to never tell me to. Like I said, if you don't never do nothing else for me, you done enough. Ain't nobody got to tell me nothing about no God. I already know. Ain't nothing you can tell me about God. Absolutely nothing, because I know how I've challenged God myself, and I know that it was him that came through. Either you go ahead and talk to everybody you want to. Talk to your mama. Talk to your sister. Talk to your brother. Talk to everybody you want to, and then come talk to me. Then come talk to me. Go ahead. Go talk.
Yeah,
talk to your pastor.
Look, Evangelist,
you
called him out. Look at that fire
of
the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, my sister.
I got a word for you, my brother. Why?
All right.
You running. Why are you running?
Huh? No.
Why are you running? God got a call on your life, and you running. You just no. like Jonah. You running.
Well,
let me tell you, my sister. Yeah, well, I understand. Trust me, I understand.
Running.
But what? I'm running, and I'm on fire. I'm just. I am on fire. But this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. And that's just the bottom line. Everywhere I go, I allow it to shine. I've asked God, please, God, just let me do your ministry through what I do. And that's what he's given me. And so people don't understand, because people have told me all the time, man, how come you don't just go out and speak to – I speak the word of God. I speak it through my plays. I speak it through everything that I do. Just like I'm on this phone speaking it now, that's how I speak the word of God. Because let me tell you this. Sometimes people will look at you and label you. And that's how come I'm thankful God never really called me to minister the word of God, because I can minister the word of God by just saying I don't have a title. And a lot of times people will accept that even more than me saying I'm a pastor, or I'm a bishop, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, I'm just a nobody. I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
See? You are somebody. You're a man of God. I am
a man of God. Yeah. I don't deny that. I'm definitely a man of God. But they're gonna see that through my actions, through my words. See, but I don't have to have that title to go out and feed the homeless, to take care of the disabled. See, I don't have to have a table to do that. Let my work speak for me. Let my work speak for me.
And it's speaking for you, man of God.
The vineyard is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Let my work speak for me. I have all these blessings to pass out, God says, but I don't have any workers.
James, check this out. I gotta work with her for a second, because there is a specific calling on your life.
Oh,
that you. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Listen. This Pastor E now. This is your brother from another mother. Watch this.
All right.
Everything you're doing is in a accord to what you know God has called you to do, but you're
Amen.
still And I know this as your friend.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You are holding back from going to the next level because people want to give you a title instead of the position. And the position is yours. Not the title. Not the title. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care about Pastor E. You just call me E. You know me. You know me, James.
Oh, I do. And don't get me wrong, man. I reverence every man that's been called by God to pastor. I just think that is the most awesome thing that a person could have is to have that honor to be a pastor, to be a bishop, to be a man of God, to be reverenced as a man of God. I just don't care to have that responsibility. I just love. No, I don't, because I'm telling you, man, I don't play with that.
I'm glad you said, and you just one letter you used, I.
Yeah. Right.
And that's all you used. You said, I don't care. I ain't got nothing to do with God. Oh, my God.
Right.
It is not the title.
Oh, I understand.
That's why they do it. Wait a minute. Hold on, James. Hold on, because I'll put you on mute and make you listen to me. But watch this. It's not the title. It's the position. And the word we're speaking to you tonight is not the label, but the position that God is saying it's time to go to the next level.
Next level.
And that's what Evangelist Virginia is trying to tell you is that everything you're doing is faithful and it is good unto God, but it's next level time by you saying, I'm not going to despise what people say, but get in the position that God wants me to be.
Amen.
And that is being more of what you have been, being double portion of what you have already done. And check this out. Oh, my God. See, the video is coming out. We got the whole promotion that's going to provide for your ministry to go to the next level. But there are so many other people in this nation that needs to know your heart.
Yes.
See, we're not talking about church. We're not talking about
church. Well, I understand.
We're talking about your position prophetically that you have to say, I don't understand. I agree.
Right.
Oh, yes, it's the Now Network. Not our will, but your will be done. Now, watch this. Now, I'm so glad I called you tonight because this whole broadcast was for you.
Right. I believe it. Yeah.
Your level is not restrained by man.
Praise
but
God.
You.
Praise
now,
God.
Now, don't say that, James. Let Evangelist Virginia give her 2 minutes. And we only
praise
have
God
a couple more minutes of recording time, but it does not have to end there. But just let her speak, because
praise
I know what God wants to tell you tonight is going to change
praise
your life forever,
Jesus.
And you'll never look
praise
back,
you,
but you'll always look forward.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
Mm-hmm. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Anointing.
Man of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm speaking.
Yes.
I'm speaking
from
the Holy Ghost.
Anointing.
Yes, Lord.
From the sound of my voice and from the aid
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking to you tonight. When I'm on this air, I listen to you. I hear your voice. And I hear so much in you that's been breathing you from the Holy Ghost. And I'm not saying that you don't need a piece of paper. You don't need a license. You don't need none of that. All you need to do is to go out into the hedges and the highways and compel the people to come. This is God speaking to you tonight by the aid of the Holy Ghost. Man,
praise
God.
Yes, Lord.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are a man of God. You are
yes,
a man
Lord.
Of integrity. You are a man of righteousness. And God has been had a call on your life. Every time I listen on these airways, I hear your voice, and I hear the voice of God speaking to you, saying, go. Go,
yes,
and I go with you. Go, and I go with you.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Go.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God.
And you follow him.
Yes, Jesus.
We take a moment to listen.
Obey the voice of God.
Yes, Lord.
Obey the voice of God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
to
Lord.
You, Jesus. God is saying it is well, but he wants you to go. He got something for you. He got
yes,
a call
Lord.
For your life. And you can
go
to the left or the right, but God say go.
Yes, Lord.
Like,
oh, hey, yes, Lord.
New York.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Major circuit.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God
has Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. So be it.
Go ahead and lift your hands.
James, raise your hands.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, they raised.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
raised,
yeah.
My sister. Yes, Lord.
Go ahead and lift your hand and receive.
Yes, Lord. I receive it, my sister. I receive it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I do. I do. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I don't
thank
apologize
you, God.
For being me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, man.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father God.
I'm free.
Yes, Lord.
He's moving. God is moving.
Thank
and
you,
I release all the old so you can bring in the new.
Yes, I release
yes,
all the
Lord.
Old so you can bring in the new. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I release all the yes. old so you can bring in the new. Right
thank
now.
You, Father.
Oh, thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
I'm not speaking on my own. I'm speaking by the aid of the Holy Ghost. And it's
yes,
all.
Lord.
It is so. You
it is so.
It.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It is
Lord.
So. It is so. God,
yes,
Lord. I did. God said,
yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God is speaking to you tonight.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost.
Thank
God,
you, Lord.
Give your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I receive it. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive it.
Thank you. Yeah, I receive it, my sister. I receive it.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God,
get
the glory.
Oh, my God.
God, all the glory, Father. All the honor, all the praise. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, have mercy. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. Sweet as a God.
You laughing. I just was giving a revelation why me and you.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying, man. So it's one of them happy laughs. You can believe that.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
There is still
yes,
time for anyone else to get on this broadcast.
Yes.
If you have a prayer request, you want to just speak,
God,
not one
Lord.
Right now. We
yes,
don't have no
Lord.
More broadcast time, but we
yes.
got all the free time we need. Oh, my God. I love both
thank you.
The Holy Ghost is moving.
Thank you, Lord.
The
yes,
Holy Ghost
Lord.
Is moving.
Thank
Ghost
you, Father.
It's a wind
blowing.
It's a wind
blowing.
Minister Michelle,
pray any closing remarks.
It's a wind blowing. Hallelujah.
I just want to say what an awesome move of the Holy Spirit
hallelujah,
on tonight.
Jesus.
Amen. I just want to say that
yes, yes.
God is
everything.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Everything we need is in God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Everything. Everything.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you, my sister. Bless you.
Bless you, my brother.
All right.
God is moving in your life. All you got to do is
yes,
say yes.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. We finna go to Broadway. God just told me something to tell you. This is offline. Because you my brother from another mother and father.
Let it be written,
man.
My brother.
Let it be written. What you got going on in Houston, man? Go ahead, tell our listeners, man. What you got going on in Houston?
Well, I've got as you know, I just completed the video that I've been working on for a long time. What God has given me has been telling me that I needed to get finished here, man. That's just going to really bless some people's lives. So I'm just so excited about it. We just finished that on last Saturday. I'm waiting for the final editing of it. I've already saw it, so I'm just so excited about it. I'm telling you, this video is going to bless a lot of people's lives, and it's just wonderful. You just have no idea. I mean,
nationwide.
Oh man, it's going to be nationwide. There's no doubt about
nationwide.
It. And And I'm just so excited. But I give God all the glory and all the praise. And, you know, the Spirit of God has just been working with me, man, over these last couple of weeks, just saying, you know, I've given you everything that you need to be successful. And it's on you. And so I've had to just step on out there and make it happen because, I mean, he's shown me over and over these last 2 years, man, I've prepared you. I've put you in a position to make this happen. It's you. Now, you've got to step forward. You have to make it happen. So just thank God. Be praying for us, man, what we're doing right now. Again, I work in the medical field, as you know that, and the video that we're doing is going to really bless a lot of thousands and thousands of employees that have to deal with
right
that.
Now.
Yeah, that deal with aggressive behavior.
Nationally being heard right now.
Yeah,
nurses,
yeah, yeah.
We have doctors on the line. You need to speak
right.
Really, really loud because we need to blast this thing. I'm gonna bring you on Real Talk with Pastor E. We're about to really do a big promotion for this thing.
Right.
But for those that are listening tonight, let them know how to be prepared for their positions and their jobs.
Yeah, what we're doing is the program is called Managing Aggressive Behavior, and I teach classes. I'm a certified trainer to teach classes that deals with aggressive behavior. How do you deal with people when they become aggressive? People who have Alzheimer's, dementia, mental health issues. I've got about 60 facilities here in Houston that I go to. Teaching these classes, and every year I go back to do a refresher course. So I decided, this is something that God gave me. He said, look, there are nursing homes and assisted living facilities nationwide, everywhere, and these people need this training. They need the training because the first thing that happens in these nursing homes and assisted living facilities, when somebody gets hurt, either an employee or a consumer, the first thing that they say is, I didn't know how to respond when that person became aggressive because I didn't have any what? Training. I didn't have any training.
Yeah,
so the very class that I teach, I just filmed it. I had a whole group and a whole audience, and the class that I teach, that I go to all these different places, 60 different places here in Houston alone, nursing home, assisted living facilities, well, that class is now on video, and it's going to be sold as a training video nationwide where people can order that video as opposed to giving me $1,800 or $1,500 to come in and teach 30 or 60 employees. They can purchase a video for less than $500 that will educate their employees on how to deal with an aggressive individual. You know, the common mistakes that they make, walking up on somebody, putting their hands on them, or, you know, the importance of using their communication skills, how to effectively use your communication skills when dealing with somebody who's agitated or aggressive. So, you know, it's an hour-long video, and that's what it discusses, all these issues that people deal. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been working in the mental health field. I've trained doctors, nurses, social workers, you name it, and I have some of the most prestigious awards that they give out to people in the state of Texas from five different agencies, Texas Department of Human Services and the Jefferson Award and all these different awards, Sheila Jackson Lee Congressional Award. I have all those awards for working with the elderly and the aged and disabled. So I'm putting all that together and to come up with this video, which is called Managing Aggressive Behavior. And I tell you, I'm just so excited about it. I've already seen the video, and I'm telling you, it's going to bless some people. And I know this video is going to work. And we're going to be able to put people to work just making phone calls, calling nursing homes all over the country. And they can have felonies on their record. They just have to be decent, good people. They're just going to sit down and do the same thing I did, making phone calls, calling these different facilities. And you can pull up, for example, nursing homes in California. It'll pull up 400 nursing homes. Assisted living facilities in California. It might pull up 800 of those.
400?
Well, I'm just saying, 2,000.
There is over 2,952 in the state of California alone. Oh, we've been talking offline. But you know what?
Right.
I am your national spokesperson. I'm going to be on the front line. God told me that right now. You ain't got to choose me.
Right.
He chose me.
Right.
I'm going to be your national spokesperson.
Amen.
Making all the presentations. Pastor E. Oh,
right.
I got a new job. Thank you.
Right.
God,
amen. Praise God. But, yeah. What I'm telling you, Well, I'm telling you, this program is going to elevate us in a way that I can do my James Hutchinson Showtime, and that's why you're saying the thing. I just sit here and laugh at what you're saying because the Spirit of God has already told me what you've already confirmed. But I'm telling you, I'm like shouting John. I just can't keep it to myself.
You weren't here earlier because I called you in, but I was telling other people about prophetic words. You don't listen to a word, you confirm a word. And when somebody speaks a word, it jumps in your spirit and say, see, I know that's God, because that's the same thing he said to me. Oh, my God, I know I'm on point tonight. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And like you said, this call was for me, and it was, man, because for me to get that video at this time, I just got the video last night, and for me to get this call today, that's confirmation. I already had confirmation because the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, man, it's been whipping me, boy. It's been really whipping me, saying, what are you waiting on? So just to have that video in my hand, so now we're working on our website so we can make this thing national, and we are fixing to get busy, man. And I'm telling you, we're going to bless a lot of people, and God has already shown me we're going to be able to create some jobs for some people that really have fallen bad on their luck and just need an opportunity, and it's going to help them, and they're not going to have to do a whole lot to make themselves some serious money. So I am just very excited about this thing. I am so excited about it. It's the biggest thing that ever happened to me, and because I know it works. This is what I do every day. And I know these facilities. Some of these facilities have me coming to them, 5 and 6 times. I've got a couple of contracts where I go every 2 weeks teaching all these new employees the same stuff over and over again. So why not have that video where they can look at it as many times as they want to, and they can watch me teach the class. So I'm just really excited about it. And so just be praying for me, brother. I know you already have been, and you're right. You're going to definitely be at the top of my list with the people that I'm going to choose to be around this table that we're pulling together here.
I'm not even tripping.
Yeah.
I know God's will be done.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you, bro.
I love you too, man.
Close your remarks, Minister Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Closing remarks is just that, again, God is everything, and everything we need is in God. And God is the source that sends the resource. He's everything that sends it. God is everything, and everything you need is in God. Amen.
And nothing else. Family, know that you are loved, know that you are honored, and know that you are appreciated. But first of all, and most important, you are God's greatest miracle, and he beautifully made you in his own image. Don't look at me. I even dare you not to listen to me, but listen to the God that's in me and in all of us here in covenant to tell you tonight that you can do it. In anything you heard, God is talking to you too. Any prayer you heard, we were praying for you. Anything that has went forward on this broadcast, and that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and continuing, is just for you. We want to let you know that you can do whatever God says you can when you believe in him, and you're no longer transparent to the world, but you are submitted to the Spirit. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. Oh, yes, and we want you to know again that you are beautifully made by God. God bless you guys for taking this two-hour broadcast that we normally are at an hour, but God had to move in this place tonight that we can all leave here different, change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, family.